Hello, hello, hello. This is Noah, and you are listening to WMUC Digital College Park. Before we get into the awesome metal music, here is a PSA.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone. Won't you please, please
help me? All right. It is 10 p.m. on Thursday. It is a windy day here in College Park. Not crazy cold, but definitely crazy windy. And this is Noises from the Crypt, your weekly dose of extreme music. This week, I'm going to break from my normal rules, I guess. I mean, there are no rules, but I have kind of some rules set for myself. I'm going to be playing some non-metal. Play a couple crust punk songs to get us started off with. One of my favorite genres, you know, outside of metal, probably one of the genres I know most about. And I've got some bangers lined up for you. First up is this classic. I've been thinking a lot recently about, like, the 80s and this kind of, like, primordial soup of extreme music that existed without a lot or without as well-defined barriers as kind of became in the 90s. But there are all these bands that kind of sounded similar, that were all kind of born out of this speed metal thing that was happening earlier on. So a lot of crust punk, thrash, early black metal, early death metal, all kind of sounded similar and all kind of acted as this, like, leap. What is this? How do I say that? I don't know what words I'm going to say. As a jumping board. I don't know. There's a good phrase that I should be using, but I'm not using right. For extreme music, generally, for extreme metal and for crust punk and hardcore and stuff. But yeah, so one of the biggest bands from that time, one of the most important, at least for crust punk, is Amoebix. Also very influential for, like, thrash music. A lot of thrashers, Megadeth, even though I'm not a big fan, would not have existed without these guys. So either way, since I am talking a lot, let's just get into the music. This is Fallen from Grace from the album Monolith by The Greats, Amoebix. Let's go.
Yeah.
was Reaction from the Legends of melodic crust punk from the early 2000s, From Ashes Rise. Them and Tragedy kind of ruled that scene, and I don't really know of any other bands that did it as well as them. Before that was, what was it? It was Like Weeds by His Heroes Gone. And that band is the, how do I say this? Tragedy is what came out of the ashes of His Heroes Gone. So, two legends in the scene. Before that, also, was Fallen From a Grace by Amoebics, but you guys already know that if you were listening. Yeah, so that's the crust punk. That's our crust punk fix of the day, of the week. Maybe I'll do that some other time again, but back now we're going into the metal. First up, we got USBM Classic, Summon, with their song Dark Descent of the Fallen Souls from the album Dark Descent of Fallen Souls. Oh, sorry. Just Dark Descent of Fallen Souls, not Dark Descent of the Fallen Souls. Big difference. From 1997. Super, like, thrashy black metal. Very fun, very fast. It's a good time. So let's enjoy it here on WMUC Digital, College Park. Let's kick it.
Thank you.
That was The Witch Tower of Vishanad, if that's how you say it, by black metal band Thok. That was a recommendation or a request from a friend. Shout out Veda. If anybody does want to make a request, you know, if you know me, text me, DM me on Discord, whatever. If you don't, go ahead and follow. You should go follow my, or if you want to, you can follow my Instagram account. It's Noises from the Crypt with underscores between every word. Follow me, DM me there, and I'll see if I want to play it. Coming up next, we've got black metal classic Bathory with their song Reaper from their album Bathory, 1984. I don't have much to say. It's a straight up classic, so let's get straight into it. Here we go. This is WMUC Digital.
Dreams. I rang a soul and I kicked off the plane of screens. I watched you cry, you still so many names.
That was Abhorror with their song Abandonment of Chastity. Super metal song name. Singaporean bestial black metal band. Only just learned about them recently. And they're awesome, you know. I guess, what album is that on? It's on, like, the thing that's on streaming, which is what I have because I'm a ched, is, like, some compilation thing called, like, what is it called? I don't know. But I think it's actually from an album of theirs. That song's on an album of theirs from like the 90s. Either way, I'm not entirely sure. I don't think I even realized it, but I grouped everything by genre. So that was our black metal portion of the show. It's time for some death metal. Next up is one of my favorite bands in terms of death metal, which I just realized recently I've like never played. Which felt like a disservice, so I have to play one of my favorite death metal songs of all time, Excoriate by Disembowelment. Awesome. It is so hot in the studio here today. It was fine for like the past 2 weeks. I think the heat was off or down or something because of the snowstorm or whatever, so it was a little cool. Back to being crazy hot. It's always boiling in here. Anyways, I'm going to stop gabbing. This is Excoriate by Disembowelment from their album Transcendence into the Peripheral. And you are listening to Noises from the Crypt on WMUC.
Oh,
Okay, that was Gorment, legendary Finnish death metal band. I think they're Finnish. I should have checked that. With their song Veil of Tears off of the absolute cult classic, The Ending Quest. One of my favorite, like, kind of, I wouldn't call it melodic death metal, but it's like it's got good melodies in it. And it's like kind of mid-paced, really chunky, low, down-tuned, just really awesome, kind of weird death metal at times. It's good stuff. You know what? I just realized when we were listening to that, I managed to go, or if any of you guys tuned in last week, I mentioned a trend that's been happening with my shows. That's every week I've played a song that has Phil Tugas on it. But I managed to go this week without playing a Phil Tugas song. So let's say yay for that. Thank you, crowd of children. Either way, up next is a new single from their upcoming album, the band Immolation, from their album that's coming up soon, the upcoming single that just released, Adversary. It didn't just release, I only just noticed it released. But the album's coming out soon-ish, it's coming out this year. I've only listened to the song once. So we're going to listen to that song, and then I'll come back and talk about it a little bit, talk about my feelings on it, and then we'll get into the last two. So without further ado, this is Adversary by the legends Immolation on WMUC Digital. We'll be right back. All right. Again, that was Adversary, the new single by death metal legends Immolation. I don't know about you guys. I thought it was awesome. I am a huge Immolation / general Disso Death. I mean, they're not really Disso Death. They're like almost Disso Death, but thing death that is a little dissonant fan. That's my like total jam. And I think they're just doing a really solid, simple, hard-hitting death metal here. I think it works. So I'm excited for it. It's coming out April 10th. April 10th. Mark your calendars. I'm excited. I hope they release more singles before that. It's going to be a while before that. Album cover is really cool. I don't know who did it, but it looks awesome. It's like some angel burning or something. Anyways, next up, I have two dissonant metal, not dissonant death metal. One of them is dissonant death metal. One of them dissonant black metal. New one. Let me organize my thoughts. First up is Larvae, except it's spelled with the AE is like the combined AE thing. So I guess it would be like Larvae by Gorch off their new album, Stillamentum. I've been bumping that a little bit. Really cool album if you like dissonant black metal. Not crazy unique, but different enough to be a good listen. I would definitely check it out. Sorry, my brain is freezing right now. It's way too hot in here. And then after that are the Legends, which I don't think... Maybe I probably played a song on my first show from them, but it's Gorguts. If you listen to my show before, you know I love them. With their song La Vie... Est Prelude. I don't speak French, so I have no clue how right that is. Probably very wrong. But either way, it's a great song off one of the best death metal albums of all time. And, you know, I don't have much more to say. So I'm going to sign up for the night. Follow me at Noises from the Crypt on Instagram, underscores between all the words. DM me if you want to say something, if you want to talk, music, if you want to suggest a song, go ahead. And yeah, this is WMUC Digital. Here we go with Larvae from Gorch. We'll be right back.
No enemy, part of that, pop, my color, my energy, headless.